Hey, Emily, tell your grandmother to please sit down. Turn in your Bibles to the book of Genesis, chapter 45. Genesis, chapter 45. Come on. Yes, ma'am. Genesis 45. 2 weeks ago, we listened as Judah finished his compelling plea to free his brother Benjamin and let him go home to his father while the other brother stayed. We're still not certain as to why the fourth son, Judah, was speaking for the family. But we have assumed that it was because he was the one who needed to be heard, that he was the one who may have had the most to say and the most to give account for. As soon as Judah finished his plea, Joseph cleared the room of all of his Egyptian staff. He burst into tears and announced to the brothers, those who were in the room, that he was Joseph, their brother. Not one word was recorded as spoken by any of his brothers, as they must have been speechless and afraid for their lives at that very moment. We then heard Joseph reassure his brothers and encourage them by telling them that it was God who made all this happen for their benefit. Joseph then told them to go and get their father. He kissed each one of them, and that is where we left off last week, and that's where we're going to pick up tonight. So let's look at Genesis chapter 45, and we're going to start reading in verse 16. Genesis 45 and verse 16. When the news reached Pharaoh's house, Joseph's brothers have come. Pharaoh and his servants were pleased. Pharaoh said to Joseph, "Tell your brothers, do this. Load your animals and go back to the land of Canaan. Get your father and your households and come back to me. I will give you the best of the land, and you eat from the riches of the land. You are also commanded, do this. Take wagons from the land of Egypt for your young children and your wives, and bring your family here. Do not be concerned about your belongings, for the best of the land of Egypt is yours." The sons of Israel did this. Joseph gave them wagons as Pharaoh had commanded, and he gave them provisions for the journey. He gave each of his brothers changes of clothes, but he gave Benjamin 300 pieces of silver and 5 changes of clothes. He sent his father the following: 10 donkeys carrying the best products of Egypt, 10 female donkeys carrying grain, food, and provisions for his father on his journey. So Joseph sent his brothers on their way. And as they were leaving, he said to them, "Don't argue on the way." So they went up from Egypt and came to their father Jacob in the land of Canaan. They said, "Joseph is still alive, and he is ruler over all the land of Egypt." Jacob was stunned. I bet he was. For he did not believe them. But when they told Jacob all that Joseph had said to them, and when he saw the wagons that Joseph had sent to transport him, the spirit of the father Jacob revived. Then Israel said, "Enough, my son Joseph is still alive. I will go to see him before I die." Let's pray. Father, we come to you asking forgiveness of our sins. Father, thanking you for allowing us to come into your house tonight to learn more about you. Thank you, Lord, for loving us. Thank you for sharing your word with us. Thank you for never giving up on us, Lord. Thank you for your love. In Jesus' name I do pray. And all God's children said, amen. Now, what did we just see in our scriptures tonight? Now, first of all, let me say this. Angie's not here. She and Gary are, I guess, their anniversary and her honeymooning, they're enjoying themselves on their anniversary night, which they should, right? Amen. And she's going to be upset because this is a short message. This was prepared just for her. Oh, well, right? Oh, well. So what do we see in our scriptures tonight? The first thing we see is a proclamation from Pharaoh himself. Our scripture last week told us that Joseph, and I said it a few minutes ago, dismissed all the Egyptian staff before he revealed to his brothers that it was him. But it seems that the staff, not only heard Joseph crying loudly, they heard some of what of the conversation, and they reported it back to Pharaoh. We see in verses 16 through 20, Pharaoh's proclamation taking place. Now realize that he does not speak to Joseph at all. He makes this proclamation because of how valuable Joseph was and is to the land of Egypt. He didn't pull Joseph in and say, listen, the servants, they were eavesdropping. Sorry, not sorry. I know everything that's taking place. This is what I want to do for you. No, we see Pharaoh making the proclamation. This is what's going to happen. This is what's take place. You do realize that there was only one person who could supersede the voice of Joseph in the land of Egypt this time, right? And guess what? That's what you see tonight. Pharaoh is taking a step. That shows love. Amen? That shows how valuable Joseph was to Pharaoh in the land of Egypt. Now, what does Pharaoh say to Joseph? First thing he says, tell your brothers to load their animals and go back to the land of Canaan. This would imply that they were once again given the provisions that they had initially come for. Now, y'all remember, before they knew Joseph, anything, that it was his brother, they just came back for more provisions, right? Judah was in jail, and they were going to hopefully try and get him out, but they were just trying to get provisions. They got the provisions. But we will see momentarily that Pharaoh is going to bless them even further. Now, I like that. Don't y'all like when y'all go somewhere? I mean, listen, I even get excited when I go to Chick-fil-A and I order one of those little, nuggets. The other day, Steve, about 2 or 3 months ago, I ordered the chicken nugget biscuits. And I opened that thing up, and it was, I think you can either get a 4 or a 6. They gave me an extra one. I like that. I do. I really do. The only extra that they hadn't ever given us, we went through, Amy had to get her a milkshake. What kind of milkshake was it? A key lime pie milkshake? Y'all had those things? It's pretty good. And they said, do you want whipped cream on top? And she said, well, yes. Yeah, and we got to the window. They said, we're sorry, we couldn't put whipped cream on the top. And I thought they were kidding. Nope, they weren't kidding. We didn't get extra that night, and I was mad. I wrote the manager. No, I'm just kidding. But don't y'all like it when you get extra? There was one time when I was, I think I was still a lineman for Duke Power, and I took my check to the bank, Steve, and I went through the drive-thru. And I handed her my check with the deposit slip, and I usually got $80 or $100 for the weekend, and just cash in the pocket. And I got home, and Mr. Holman, there was $320, it was crazy. And I went up to that window, and I went back, and oh, snooty thing. I said, ma'am, I said, I think you made a mistake. I didn't make no mistake. I said, yes, ma'am, you did make a mistake. I did not make a mistake, sir. What is your problem? I said, well, I was only supposed to get $100, and you gave me $300. Well, yes, I did make a mistake. But I like when we get extras, don't y'all? I like when people reward people for the job that they've done, and that's what we're seeing tonight. Pharaoh, was he obligated to do anything? No. I mean, absolutely nothing. As a matter of fact, some employers would, oh Lord, his level of output's going to really decrease now that these boys came in. No. He was celebrating. He was excited about what was taking place in the life of Joseph. I'm sure he had seen and wondered about his family. I don't know. Scripture doesn't tell us that they had any interactions, but it may be that they did have some sort of interaction, and Pharaoh did ask him, tell me about your family. Well, I was sold into slavery by my brothers. And now that he hears all of this taking place, he's excited. He's excited for Joseph and what's taking place in his family. We then hear Pharaoh give permission for his brothers to get their father and all their household goods and remain with all of the people back in Egypt. Now, as we look over the landscape of our individual families, this would not be that big of a deal. But we need to understand exactly what this encompassed in the life of Joseph's brothers. Jacob was already a very wealthy man from God. God had blessed him. There were 11 sons, excluding Joseph, and all but Benjamin had wives and children at this time. Not to mention their servants, their slaves, and you know, whatever children and wives they had, and all of their animals. Pharaoh was saying, bring them all. Bring them all. Now, do you remember that Egypt was at the beginning stages of a severe famine? They were only 2 years into a seven-year famine. And Pharaoh's saying, come on, bring them all. This, again, is how valuable Joseph had been to the land of Egypt. But Pharaoh was not done blessing this family again. We next see, Pharaoh then said, I will give you the worst land in Egypt. Just come on. Is that what he said? No. He said, I will give you the best land that Egypt has. And you can eat from the riches of the land. Now, where could this have been? Think with me here. Y'all took all that, you know, the world history and all that stuff. I remember. Where's the best land in Egypt? That's exactly right. Why, Miss Desi? Yes, it does. But the Nile does something very specific every year, same time of year. What does it do? It floods. It floods the terrain, and silt comes in from below, you know, the dirt and all that good farming stuff. And it lays the silt right there next to the bank. Now, in my mind, you know, this is where they're going to be. Now, they were in a severe, severe famine, drought and all this stuff. But the Nile was still there. So the Nile would still flood. So there is a possibility if the Nile still flooded and they were right there next to the Nile, they could still plant. That's a good spot. In the middle of a famine, that's where I'd want to be. What about you, Miss Desi? Oh, yeah. We can haul water and water our crops. I mean, you know, we can plant a little bit and provide for our family. But they didn't even need to do that because Pharaoh was going to bless them even more. He said this. He said, take wagons from Egypt. And bring all of your family here. What he's saying here is that they're not going to be walking. There's not going to be any walking. We want to provide transportation. Do not worry about bringing your belongings. You will get the best of Egypt has to offer when you get here. In other words, he's saying this. Leave your house as it stands and come back as quickly as you possibly can. Y'all, I hate moving. This right here would have been good news. This would have been just music to my ears. Did I mention I hate moving? I absolutely hate moving. Hate it. There's only two people in the house that we live in right now. And two dogs. Anybody want a dog? There's two people living in this house. And Amy and I have talked. We've talked. And we've looked and we're looking around. And hopefully we can find something. We want to pay less money in a smaller house. We've looked at apartments. Look at, Brother Kyle ain't living in an apartment with no dog. No. Because my wife doesn't like to stay on the second floor or the first floor. She likes to stay on the third floor. I ain't taking a dog down three flights of stairs. I'm not doing it. I'm absolutely not. Where am I going with this, y'all? Oh, I got it. I can't stand to move. That is the biggest barrier. I mean, y'all, listen, we have decided if God blesses us and we can find some place, you know, less expensive, smaller, that has a dog, you know, we can have dogs, we're going to take what we want out of that house to where we're moving, okay? And then we're going to leave all that stuff in the house and sell it inside the house. Just get rid of all of it. All of it. You know what I want? I want a pair of underwear, two. A couple t-shirts, a TV, and about three changes of clothes. And my toothbrush. That's all I want. I don't even want the dogs. Amy can come with me. Did you say something smart? You didn't? Okay. You agree, right? Okay, good. So if y'all know of a place, y'all let me know. Let me know. But that's what Pharaoh's doing here. He's saying, listen, just leave it all. And when I got to this, Karen, when I got to this part of Scripture, I was singing hallelujah chorus in my office. I was like, oh, please, God, Pharaoh, call my house. Just leave it all. And amen, I just want to leave it all. Now, we then see in verses 21 through 24, the brothers are preparing to go back to Canaan, and Joseph adds to their blessing. So Pharaoh's already done all this and given them provisions and given them wagons and given them all this. And then we see Joseph step in with his blessings. We see that Joseph first does as Pharaoh commands, giving the brothers the wagons, the provisions for their journey. But he adds a change of clothes to each brother. And then to Benjamin, he gives 300 pieces of silver and 5 changes of clothing. Now, clothes at this time were a representation of wealth. And Joseph just made his little brother, who is his only true blood brother, very wealthy. Now, we see in verse 23, Joseph sent his father a special gift. Now, did y'all notice the wording in this is kind of funny? He says this, verse 23. He sent his father the following: 10 donkeys carrying the best products of Egypt, and 10 female donkeys carrying grain, food, and provisions for his father on the journey. Now, think with me here for a second. They were sent to get them quickly. Why is Joseph sending all this, these provisions? He's wanting to show his father's love and show his father the power that has been bestowed upon him by the Pharaoh of Egypt. And he's doing a good job. I don't want one donkey, but I mean, he just sent 20, right? Are y'all awake? Hello? Okay, good. All right. Verse 24 is amusing to me as it shows the true nature of the siblings. Look at verse 24. Verse 24 says, so Joseph sent his brothers on their way, and as they were leaving, he said to them, he probably shouted it out, don't argue on the way. Now, what in the world would these brothers have to argue about? Think with me here. I mean, y'all, they just got stone cold busted. Joseph busted them out. He now told them that I am, you know, second in command. What are they going to be arguing about? Boy, all right, who's going to tell Dad? I'm going to put the donkeys up, and I'm going to get all that. Y'all go, and Judah's sitting there and say, look, guys, I stood up to Joseph, the Pharaoh's second. Y'all going to handle Dad, right? What else could they be arguing about? Huh? Yeah, that could be riding too close to me. Yeah, did you see what Benjamin got? Benjamin got silver and 5 garments of clothes. I mean, brothers are going to be brothers, right? He's not even one of ours. Guys, listen, y'all sing hallelujah chorus on the way back. Y'all hold hands, sing kumbaya. No arguing on the way. Becky, it sounds like you've had some arguments on road trips. And that's what it was. It was a road trip. There was going to be arguments amongst the children. Now, we see in verse 25 through 28, the arrival of the brothers back in Canaan. And this is the reaction, and the response of Jacob was when he heard the news. So what was the reaction? Number one, Jacob did not believe at first until he saw the wagons and provisions Joseph had sent. Now, I stopped here for a second, Steve, and I was like, I can see if, you know, one of the brothers came in and says, look, Dad, Joseph's alive, and he's back in Egypt. We came to send him. He sent us to come get you. I can see that. But all of them are saying, look, you know, yep, Dad, hey, listen, let's take a roll call. How many of y'all say Joseph's alive? You saw him. He kissed you, gave us these clothes. Hey, Dad, look over here at Benjamin. Benjamin pulls out a big old pocket full of money and has 5 garments laying over his arm. He didn't believe them at first. What does that say about what the father thought of these boys? I mean, what does it say? Now, our scripture tonight says that the spirit of the father, when he realized that it was the truth, that Jacob was revived. If everything they had said to Joseph to persuade him that they did truly care for their father and Benjamin was true, then this reaction from Jacob was being received, excuse me, of Jacob being revived was the biggest blessing they had experienced in all their lives. Could it be that they had not seen their father smile or happy in 20 plus years that Joseph was thought to be dead? Now, we'll never know, because those days were gone and the new happy father is now seen. He's revived. He's revived. What they did to him in the past is in the past, and now he sees the future with the son he thought was dead. Now, verse 28 gives us the perfect end of a very difficult family struggle. Look at verse 28. Verse 28 says, "Then Israel said," who's Israel? Jacob. That's exactly right. Who gave him that name? God. That's exactly right. "Then Israel said, 'Enough. My son Joseph is still alive. I will go see him before I die.'" That's a great ending, church. Now, as we reflect on the life story of Joseph, we have to realize that all of what we have seen could have been averted if all those who were involved would have been in the right relationship with God. This is a lesson that a family should not have to go through and not have to know. But this story is recorded in the Bible so that we might know and not make the same mistakes as these brothers made. If we are in right relationship with God, our lives will be much better. It is your choice. It is your choice to be in the right relationship with God. What are you going to choose tonight? Let's all stand. Heads bowed and eyes closed. Father, we thank you for this day. And again, Lord, we thank you for the love that you have for us. God, I pray that you would help us to choose to be in right relationship with you. Things are always going to be hard on this earth, but things are a whole lot easier when we can know your heart and know your mind and know the will that you have for our lives. So I pray tonight that each of us will pray to you and to seek your face and to know your will and to truly be in right relationship with you. Father, thank you for your love and how you love us. In Christ Jesus' name we do pray. With all heads bowed and all eyes closed, do you need to come during this time of invitation?